Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Is Mac going big boom boom?
We don't know. Oh, here he is. As a matter of fact, even as we speak. But I will say this as a setup. I'd say there are a few intangibles with our radio show.
Yes.
Is that every day I will get a large iced tea.
Uh-huh.
And every day Oscar will ask an intern.
Is it sweetened?
No, just regular black iced tea.
Thank you.
And every day Oscar will ask whoever is on staff of the intern, will you go down and get my coffee?
Yeah.
Every day.
It's every waiting day for them.
Every day he does it on the Starbucks app.
So do you get your own tea, Rob?
No, I send someone down, but I'm here before Oscar.
You omitted that at the beginning, though.
Are both of you sending interns down to get your beverages?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, that's diva-esque, and I like that. I approve of that.
Thank you.
You know, we don't get many real celebrity perks in our world.
It's just operations in my eyes.
Yeah, but I would say
And that makes you even more of a diva than you say it like.
The two greatest luxuries of having an intern is sending them for coffee and sending them to the post office to pick up the mail. It's great. But
hey, Mike, Mac, oh, go ahead, Robbie. You're not.
Yeah, is every day we do this, and today Mac, who is lingering and talking and being really Mac-y, is almost out the door, and he turns to Oscar and he says, "I'll get that for you." And he says, "Starbucks?" Like, there's another place he's going to go to pick up his coffee.
Well, I mean, I think that Mac has
taken a beating recently
with his argument with Trip and with all that. You know, I think it's important, though, because there were some trolls that were attacking Mr. Trip Affleck, and I'm not going to defend Trip when Trip can certainly do that very well himself.
Right.
But they were people that I guess Trip has blocked, so they're kind of, that's kind of cowardice. That's internet cowardice as far as I'm concerned.
Disagree.
Because if you know you've been blocked, then and you start teeing off on a guy, you know that he can't respond.
I think that once you block, you're just ending it because it's beneath you. I think it's okay to block.
Well, that's
someone.
Not the point I'm making. The point is, the people that are trolling you know, discussing Mac and the argument that he had with Trip are people that have been blocked by Trip. So when they do that, they know they're not going to get the wrath
of
Trip.
Like
so they're all of a sudden kind of cowardly. Yeah.
Really,
well, they're jerks.
And the gist of it, Mac, I don't know if you saw it, was I think it was on the fan page where they were talking about we picked on you and we picked on you and we picked on you. I think that, I think we do it, but we don't do it like we do with anybody else on the show. Everybody gets picked on this show, and you're the intern that's got the most quirkiness, and so we pick on you.
Oh, yeah.
But I have a legitimate question. First of all, I'll ask you what you think about that, and that's not cool because I know what you'll probably say. The question I have for you, have you ever rolled in here, and this is really a serious question, for those trolls, to put this to rest, have you ever rolled into the studios where you were not felt, where you did not feel like you were a part of things? Like you weren't welcome. Like we gave you a vibe that made you feel like crap.
Not once.
I think that's really an important thing because I know that for a fact, and that's why I asked the question. Now, when the microphones are on, we've all felt like crap at one time or another.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. And when you're, you know, when you're getting snarky and we pick on you, how do I express Rob and Oscar?
I don't think you have to explain it. If they don't understand that, they can kick rocks.
Yeah.
But do you understand? How can I express how truly, and I hope Mac knows this too.
Get in your safe tree.
How totally meaningless that is to, that we don't, we're having fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there is
we're not sitting there going, okay, hey, and then taking him aside and being like this, you better be like this.
We don't single him out.
Because he had a donut fight with Trip Affleck, you know?
A DF.
And the thing is, and I cannot tell you how many of these little skirmishes that I can get white hot about and literally not remember an hour and a half later. That's the way it rolls on the show. And that's the way since, I'll be honest with you, that's the way since this incarnation of the show, the three of us, it's been an extremely rare moment where I linger on things.
Hey, listen.
Don't anymore.
True.
I don't do that all the time.
Hey, listen.
I don't linger on it very often.
Oscar has no idea how it could be.
So I wanted to put that to rest. And now back to you.
Yeah,
Mac.
You're like
why
Mike.
Why are you being so snarky on online?
Yeah, why?
When I posted that, it was not a troll for Rob. It wasn't after I posted.
I didn't think it was either. Yeah, I agree with you.
Rob's
explain your reply.
Rob was being a total egomaniac
The first thing I thought after I posted, like, Rob probably won't like this post.
So it did enter your mind.
He's really into
donuts. It did enter my mind that
I
don't
think
you
were trolling.
I
don't think you were trolling Rob. And by the way, I want to get back to the original donut theme that you were spot on. I love a good donut. You don't like a donut. I love a good donut. I recommend the Tim Hortons Honey Cruller. I should say this, but I totally agree with the fact that I mainlined a donut or two with my daughter the other day, and I knew that in about a half an hour, I was going to feel like death on a shingle.
Because you are weak. And
no. No, that's not true. That's not true. I truly knew that it was going to be a terrible
feeling. It's probably because you're healthier. You're a healthier person.
You don't feel horrible when you eat donuts, Rob?
No, when I eat a donut,
he celebrates it.
Energy surges throughout my body, and I go and play racquetball down in the trophy room, just like Elvis would.
A little squash.
A little squash.
Pancake and a donut, two worst foods you can put in your body.
A pancake, you know what? Pancakes in the morning will ruin your day till noon.
They can ruin your day, and a donut's the exact same
thing. But if you have donut with a cup of coffee.
Ball of dough. It's disgusting.
Donuts and coffee. You see, I think they offset each other because the energy from the coffee helps you fight that donut thing.
I ate my donuts with a giant unsweetened iced tea.
Two?
That's plenty of, huh?
Plural? Two?
Oh, plural, yeah. Sure.
We'll go with that. Donuts are like geese. They don't travel singly.
I didn't catch your number. But moving right along.
How many did you eat?
Huh?
How many?
Why is that so important to you?
Well, we got to keep you accountable.
And also, he has a master's degree. He's a numbers guy.
Yeah, I'm a data guy.
You want the metrics on my donut bin?
Yeah, I want the raw data.
0.4000.
So you only had...
No, I had four.
Four?
I had four honey crullers. They're really light. They're really light. They're
Krispy Kreme. It's not a cake donut.
Light like an eggy kind of.
What are the warranties on your hips? What do they look like?
Going to my physical therapist today, so I'll let you know how it's going.
Did you buy the extended warranty?
There seems to be a glaze on this aluminum.
You know what? I am not happy with.
Why is your hip sticky?
I'm happy with my behavior of the last. No, I'm not happy with my behavior the last 48 hours. To be perfectly honest.
Really. Is it because your daughter's there?
No, it's because I'm unsettled up here. I'm ready to get back home.
You're like your son. You hate Maine.
No, I don't hate Maine. I just I've had a troublesome summer, to be perfectly honest with you. Troubles that on most people's scale would be meaningless, but on my scale, I've been unsettled.
Have you seen the movie Lion, Mike?
Yes, I've seen the movie. Those are troubles.
Man, he had some troubles, did he not?
Man, he had some troubles, boy.
I tell you what, I sure would like that meatball.
Bing would like that. Boy, he had some troubles. Thousands of miles to Mumbai, boy.
I woke up on a train platform, and I had no idea where I was. And he was being chased by an aardvark.
Hey, Nathaniel, how about that Google Earth? That'll knock your socks off.
Hey, why don't you put Waze into your phone? That'll help you get where you're going.
The Linda Stem and the boy, what? Where's his brother? Dead on the same night? My God.
Find your mom. Follow the blueberries.
Man, that Nicole Kidman. She sure looks different than she did in Eyes Wide Shut. Man, that's an ass.
Yeah, time.
Anyway,
passage of time.
Mac.
Yes.
Hey, Mac.
Yes.
So did you have you had any other contact with Mr. Tripp?
No.
Intimate contact?
No. After that night, I have not contacted. I haven't even been on Facebook.
Have you listened to our show about you when we were talking about the snark?
Yes.
How many times?
Once. Actually, no, twice.
Yeah, you did.
Twice.
Have you taken away anything? Have you taken away anything from it that might benefit you?
A little. I mean, the conversation about with Oscar with the Overwatch, that was more insightful.
Yeah, and he was great last night on Overwatch.
Sorry, hold on.
He was great.
Whoa. You mean my comments weren't insightful?
No, they were during that conversation, but there's a thing I want to say about
humana.
About the donut fight.
Yes.
Is that entire day, I had a smile on my face because I was having fun.
Yeah, yeah. He was trolling. Okay.
I was good. Doing that so trolling. To he's Trip. Trolling. Yeah, I was trolling Trip specifically.
Also, a mandate's been put down at Micro Center, if you don't mind me saying, Mac, that if anybody has a problem with Mac at Micro Center, they got to bring it up with Trip.
That's right.
Yeah. You have to be careful with that, I think. That was the one thing I said during that show. I said, and I meant that you have to be careful with the snark and your superior officers there. You know, you have to be careful because you don't want to rub people. Remember that one time that you really legitimately pissed Oscar off playing Overwatch? Remember?
Yes, I do.
Remember, and it was when really, you rage quit. And Oscar was really kind of like not happy with you for multiple days. You got to be careful with that kind of thing. Yeah. That's just my opinion.
His manager made that.
Yeah, because my manager actually listened to the show.
He told the entire crew.
Yes.
Did if anybody has a problem with Mac,
talk to Trip. That's how I got the job.
Talk to Trip after?
Yeah.
Oh, the manager's into the show. That's so good for you.
That is. That's how I got the job. It's because he listened to the show when I talked about applying there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So now would be a great time, instead of being snarky, perhaps to kiss up. Do you have anything you'd like to say about your manager?
Yeah, you should.
You really ought
he's
to.
He's a great manager.
Got great hair.
Thanks for being specific. Do you have anything specific you'd like to say about him?
He's really nice. He walked me through my beginning.
Your beginning?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like when you were
I was starting. I mean, he walked me through everything.
Oh, your training.
The training.
No, we at Micro Center, we call it his beginning.
Oh. Yes, his beginning and the end. In the middle. And but I mean, he's just a great manager. I mean, I've had
wonderful sense of humor, I hear.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
handsome.
Yes. Yeah. Good looking.
We have some
exciting
inside
guys. Yeah. Are there any women that work at Micro Center?
There are.
There are not. It's against the rules.
they have a 2010, I mean, a 90-10 ratio.
A 90-10 ratio.
Yeah, 90 dudes
to 10 women.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, that's good. All right, so Mac, is there anything before we do have to start the show? We've got the mailbag today, so I have to do that in the opening segment today after we break for commercial. Is there anything you'd like to say to... I'll let you have the last word. Is there anything you would like to say to Mr. Trip Affleck?
Trip, chillax, please.
And so it begins.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned. Standing entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right. Grabbing some coffee. Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Albert Brooks, and I'm real happy to be here. Don't ask me how it happened, why I'm in this town. It's a long story, but anyway, they said, would you come down to the station, take some calls? I said, you got it. So call in, we'll chat, and have some fun. What do I do? Line one it is. Let's go.
Yeah, Albert Brooks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, nice to talk
That's
to you.
Albert
listen,
Brooks.
I'm a disc jockey here in town.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I'm in the kind of a comedy bag.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a few questions. Pick your brain.
All right, be careful.
Oh, for sure. All right, how important is the element of surprise in comedy?
That's about the stupidest question I've ever heard. What kind of a moron are you?
Hey, watch it, will you?
No, you see, I was just surprising you.
Surprising me. I get it. I see what you did. You turned it around.
That's right.
All right. What about delivery?
Well, I think you can pick it up yourself, can't you?
All right, I guess I could, but what if you're a two-man team? Each guy pick up half of it?
Mm-hmm.
Pick up half of it.
I'm writing.
All right, finally, one last question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how important is writing your own material?
Well, I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think funny?
I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think funny, but I am funny.
Are you really funny?
Really funny.
Well, I'd say you're all right then. Just do the best you can.
Best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Out of sight.
Thank you.
Hey, drive carefully, huh?
All right. Have a happy, won't you?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's Albert Brooks from when he was 12 years old, I
believe.
Yeah,
it was.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the... We're on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Lyft, because they need drivers. And yes, they would love to have you drive for them. And we love Lyft as passengers, and we know you're going to love Lyft as a driver. It's the best ride-sharing app to drive for. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours, work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best gig in the world. Lyft was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of your tips. So if somebody loves you, you get to keep that money. Woo! Drivers have been paid over $200 million in tips since the feature was introduced. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. I want to make more money. I don't think I've met anybody that doesn't like think about getting a little extra cash that hasn't considered maybe doing something like this. And I think it'd be a lot of fun. Drive more if you want more bucks. That's it. It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Simple formula. Happy drivers mean happy passengers. Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. Join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS, Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply. Well, Mac, that was a great way to end with Trip Affleck. He will be punishing you probably for the next 3 or 4 days, but it's really not about Trip, and it's not about Mac, not even about any of us.
No.
Because really, ultimately on this show, and for our new listeners in particular, let me say that it's all about you.
It's all about you.
It's about you. It is. You. Oh, yeah.
It's all about you.
Mac.
It's all about you.
Chillax.
Tris.
It's all about you.
Food truck.
It's all about you. All the time.
Da, da, da. Oh, that was nice. Little Neville Brothers stuff there, Mike. I like it.
Wasn't that nice? Happy birthday to the wonderful Rob Hodgson of Sarasota, Florida. Perfect dad, perfect husband, perfect life. Yay for Rob.
You remember the Hodgsons? They met us at Hooters.
Oh, I remember the mom.
Yes, I do too. She's very nice.
Hooters.
Yay for the mom. Good morning, guys. For the mailbag, I wanted to announce the birth of my daughter. Welcome to our world, baby Evelyn. Baby Evelyn. Evie, just like Julia's friend, for short.
Yeah.
Mom and baby are doing great. Big brothers Parker and Hunter and Tyler and Todd. No, I'm sorry. Big brothers Parker and Hunter Sheckles are very excited. And wanted to make sure that I wrote in for her birthday. Parker and Hunter, that's incredibly thoughtful for your new baby, your baby sister, Evie. Thank you so much. Sean Fahey. Sean Fahey. You might have remembered Sean Fahey when he worked for Butcher Bill in the Five Points.
It does sound like a good Irish mob name.
Come on, Bill, come upstairs and let's settle us. Let's settle our differences like men, like reasonable men. And he gets an axe right in the
back.
That's
how men do it.
Yeah. Hello, guys. I would like to wish my son, James Powell, a happy birthday. He will be 11 on August the 13th. Hello, James.
Jimmy.
How are you?
Woo.
Love Dad, Brian Powell, and his sister, Julia. I love it when the kids are
the
getting
families.
A birthday greet, because that means the kids are listening, and that means we're going to get more listeners when they
it's
get
a new generation, Mike.
Isn't it wonderful, the circle of life?
Oh, man.
Sorry, Matt, did that hurt your delicate little ears? God, it sounds like my mother would react to that. Anyway, hey, guys, God rest your soul. I have a question for Rob the Music Master.
Yes.
On episode 1823, around the 51-minute mark, you were going into a break with a song, and it's driving me crazy. What is the name of it? Saddam Fake. Saddam Fake?
Yeah, I'm sure that's not his real name.
What is the name of the song?
The song, it was You Little Trustmaker by The Times.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? Welcome to WDRC Hartford. Cue the big singers with the big bassy voices.
Thank you.
Pretty good song.
Did you write into the mailbag so you could play that again?
Check out. We'll get back to you after the mailbag, okay?
I'm just saying.
That's right. All right, so you're just saying, and as was I.
Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I wanted to say, does he check out during the mailbag, too?
Yeah, no, I don't check out during the mailbag. He's mad that some rando wrote this horrible letter without a real name, and he had to play his song again.
You're more engaged during the mailbag than you are during news and the audio vault, aren't
That's
you?
True. Usually? I would say that would probably his third least engaged. Order?
I would say news. I usually know the news because I'm informed, right?
Yeah.
Don't you love when he turns it into a positive?
No, I love his honesty that he puts my feature first.
And
then Audio Vault, you're a little more
Audio
engaged,
Vault, though. It's like, how good is it going to be today? That's how I judge it.
And then, you know, the mailbag, okay.
Yeah. Right? Well, no, and I've seen the punchlines half the time on the nightly shows, so, you know.
Are you talking about the Audio Vault?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Well, what can you say to that besides the fact that it must be nice?
Okay.
How do you watch the night shows when you're playing video games?
Because I wrap that around midnight, and then the night shows come on.
Sure, the night shows, as we call them. Yes.
Like Night Court. Rob,
can we get back to the mailbag?
Yeah, and then he says, I got to get to bed. Oh, got to be at work at 9 or 9:10. 9:15.
We all have our weaknesses.
Oh, my God. All right. Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I wanted to send a quick shout out to my husband as we celebrate our 10th anniversary. It's on August 20th, don't you know? He got the idea from the show for us to head to the Florida Keys and stay at the Chica Lodge.
Wow.
A little pricey, but boy, what a nice place. He has been a loyal listener since before we were together. Please let me know how you like it. And why am I saying that? They're not paying me. You know?
Mike, because you care. You care about the listener.
Use the code Santana and give me credit on my next day.
Yeah. Just put it in.
Anyway, he's been a loyal listener since before we were together, and I get him the bonus show for his birthday each and every July. When we started dating, we would meet for lunch and listen to the show. Oh, my God, that's wonderful.
That sounds like a fun date.
We have loved it. Does sound like a fun date, you ass. There's nothing wrong with promoting the show, something you ought to think about, Mr. Man. Yes, Oscar.
Pro tip, go to the CVS, stock up on groceries, and then put them in your room.
Oh, because
you'll spend less money in the resort.
Very good idea. That is a wonderful idea. When we started dating, I love that. We have loved listening to the podcast as it's grown and entertained us throughout life's many ups and downs. All the best to you guys. Oh, and happy 10th anniversary, Dave. Here's to 50 more. Love, Cheryl McIntosh.
Any relation, Mac?
That's so sweet.
That's Dave, right? Yeah. That's her husband.
Dave McIntosh, yeah.
Yes. Is that your brother or your father?
There's a person on Facebook I know who's Dave McIntosh, who's a fan of the show, who's also the same name as my dad.
Oh.
Yeah. Good morning, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the AOI, Association of Interns. Since the conception... Would it be conception, Rob, or
inception?
Inception.
Well, there has to be a conception that leads to the inception. So, I mean, I guess that this is incorrect.
The conception would be the show.
Yeah, the idea of doing the show. Yeah. So they're wrong.
Since the beginning of the podcast, your show has brought many bits that we as a family have bonded over. One such bit we love is the overpronunciation of our in words, such as bang, kang, or feldspine. On August 11th, Mark Kendall will be celebrating his 61st birthtacular while towing a trailer, our mom, and several dogs to Lake Tahoe for a camping weekend. I have a gold card to swipe in the one-armed bandit of comedy for a chance to have the gang do a round or two of their favorite R words.
Right.
We love the show you do every day, including the sixth one of the week, the bonus. We are neither leeches nor parasites. Very important to point out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Love, Jim and Dan Kendall. Do we have to spin a
wheel? I don't think we need to spin for this one. No, I think this is just one we provide.
Do you have your favorite AR?
I have a question for you, Mike, now that you're up in Maine. Mm-hmm. Do you ever hop in the car and drive over to Bar Harbor?
Bar Harbor in the car.
Bar Harbor, sure, get in the car.
You have an AR word?
I love the Sklar Brothers.
Do you really, or is that because of...
Oh, no, I was just thinking LAR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you even pick scabs through multiple layers of communication.
Oh, God, when he's done picking, you see bone.
I-86, the Sklar brothers. Sorry.
Sklar country.
Sklar.
Joe Scarborough.
Man.
Hey, you know, Mike, what, how do you fix the roof?
Well, how do I fix the roof?
He put tar on it.
Tar. You know what? When I drive in a couple of weeks back to Florida, you know, that drive's going to be really fine.
Sure, and not easy. It's going to be hard.
You got it.
You know where I recommend you go when you're in Baltimore going to the aquarium? If you'd like to have a nice lunch with a really, really well-made burger, go to the Hard Rock Cafe. Sorry.
Hey, but don't forget your credit card.
All right. I'm out of somebody give
Mars.
Me another heart. What?
Mars.
Oh,
Mars.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mars is a Mars bar.
Yeah. I think he was talking about the planet up there in the sky, planet Mars.
That's always candy with me, Mars bar. All
Jars.
Right, that, enough. We could do this all day long. Thank you.
Oh, you mean like porn actresses?
Oh, God.
That was smart.
Thanks.
That's Jim and Dan Kendall that sent that in, right?
Right.
Lost my place. Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
Oscar.
I can't even begin to tell you how listening to you smart, funny men exchange jabs each day always brings me an out loud laugh. Thank you. Mike, I'm your age. I'm so sorry. And I have listened for decades, but now that I'm sharing your content with my grown son, Tyler. And my nephew, Jared... I actually feel hip once in a while, and for that, I thank you. By the way, my nephew, a police sergeant from the Greece, New York PD,
hey.
Jared Raine, celebrated his 34th birthday last Sunday, and I know he'd love a shout-out from our president. Pretty please? Again, thank you. I look forward to post time each day and in some podcast radio cosmic way. I love you, men. Sincerely, Jared's Aunt Zsa. What is going on here? Sent from my iPad. That's very, very nice. So this is going out to the sergeant,
yes,
Jared.
Jared Raine.
Let's spin and see if we can get the president. Here we go. Orange chicken.
Hey.
Woo! Hold on. I got to get my door. I can't have him come in without the door. Rob,
I love some orange chicken.
What's that?
Hail to the Chief.
I have a different song for him. I don't like to play Hail to the Chief for our president.
Okay, very good. Let's. He's coming in.
Okay, very good.
Hello, Jared. Hello. This is the President of the United States, and I'd just like to say when you're out on your police patrols, unleash fire and fury like I would unleash on North Korea. Terrifying the citizenry about an imminent threat of nuclear holocaust.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Now it's back to the first tea at Bedminster. Jared, come down from Greece, New York, and have a really nice piece of chocolate cake.
Oh.
You
may. It's the President of the United States.
Great man.
Hello, fellas. Sunday, 13 August, is Mike's birthday. No, it's not.
Mike, there are other people named Mike.
Was I being a narcissist? Sunday, 13 August is Mike's birthday. He is my best friend. Thank you, but my birthday is June 22nd.
Mike, read on.
She's talking about somebody else. He's my best friend and husband of 24 years. I was hoping for the traditional TMOS birthday song, please. I have no idea what to give him, and he's no help. So if you have any thoughts on the matter, I would appreciate hearing them. We've listened forever. Buy everything from Amazon through the TMOS link, and he uses Harry's razors, and we subscribe to the bonus show. Thanks for the last. Love y'all. Amy Pryor. Amy, I've got a tip for your husband, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Get him a Sleep Number bed.
Oh, he'd love it.
Oh,
yeah.
Big ticket item, and he'd probably love it, you know? Mm-hmm. He's probably, you know, I don't know. Is he a big sleeper?
And you know what, Amy? This would benefit you, too. Mrs. Pryor.
Yes.
Well, in the hopes of having him get his Sleep Number bed, we'll give you the TMOS birthday greeting for, I guess it would be Michael Pryor?
Yes.
Mike Pryor. 1, 2, 3.
Richard Pryor.
Mike Bedminster. Pryor. Amy. All right. Thank you very much. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Dear Rob, Mike, Oscar, Ponyboy, and interns, I am a longtime listener of the show from the Great White North.
Boo.
How about that, eh?
Boo.
Stop it. You see, 15 years ago, I caught by chance the Don and Mike broadcast faintly coming through a radio signal via a Buffalo station on my way home from my job with big insurance. Needless to say, Needless to say, that fortunate incident changed my life forever. I have followed the show through its various incarnations and can't possibly imagine my commute to work without you guys. Your humor and perspective on life reminds us all not to take things too seriously.
I love that she spelled humor, O-U-R, like a Canadian humor would do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's from all those years working in a big organization. Your podcast is my daily zen, and for that I am grateful. I love Canadians. On August 8th, I will be turning 45 years old. If it pleases you, I would like to request a birthday shout-out from the departed Marion Barry, everybody's mayor for life. Sincerely, Elizabeth Howell of Georgetown, Ontario, Canada. Well, we have to spin the wheel again. Yes. Let's see if the mayor's around. See what happens. Usually it's always a yes with him. Here we go. Mayor Barry, Mayor Barry. Yes, it's working. Yes, let's bring him in. All right, come on now. All right, come on now. I don't have my special effects for it.
I say, Elizabeth Howe, mayor for life. I'm dead. I ain't around to talk about you. I just want to say, I hope you have a fantastic birthday. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I just hit a button that I could not hear my own voice.
Is it the LR button, Mikey? Mayor?
It's the LR button, yeah.
Mayor, you were set up. You were set up.
Hey, yeah, I have a question.
What?
You're in heaven, right?
I'm off here in heaven, yes.
Did you bring all your watches with you?
I have all of my watches. I have my Tag Heuer. I have my Breitling. I have my Rolex. They're all up here right now in heaven with me. I just want to say hi to what a lovely lady, Elizabeth Howe. Great Canadian person. That's fantastic.
Canadian person.
And here's a note from me to you. Everybody's going to die.
Oh.
Everybody's going to see me someday.
Yeah.
So shout out. And if I'm up here when Mike O'Mara gets up here, that bitch.
Oh.
Slapping silly for all these bits that he does out there. Thank you very much. I got to go. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mayor.
All right. Fellows, where does Rob's hatred for Canada come from? This is a follow-up letter.
Ooh. Yes.
Is there a real-life basis, or is he just really influenced by the South Park movie John Filson in Maryland? Yeah, what is your ridiculously...
Yeah, what are the origins?
Okay, first
irrational
off...
Irrational hatred of the Great White North come from?
South Park has never influenced me in any way, and my hatred of Canada precedes South Park.
Did Elvis hate Canada?
No, the truth of the story is when I was a boy, Gordon Lightfoot touched me.
Sundown, you better take care.
That could be good.
Superior,
though.
It said, ever touched Rob's genitalia. All right.
That's the reason.
Thank you. Pod Gods, I have a quick question about how to best support the show. I love those questions.
Yes.
I recently found a better podcasting app than the Apple app that came on my phone. I subscribed to the whole TMOS family on the new app, so I automatically get all of your podcasts.
Podcast.
Do you guys still get credit for my downloads, my download on iTunes, or do I need to stay subscribed in both places? Stay subscribed in both
places.
Yes. I just want to make sure I'm not like Mike's relatives. I want to give you guys all the credit that you deserve. Keep bringing the funny. Best, James Hammer of Sacramento, California. Is that simple? That's the answer.
Hammer, also, if you want to double down, grab your loved one's phones and have them and subscribe for them.
Yeah. Do it, Hammer.
Yeah.
Do it. Hammer time.
Yeah. What a great last name.
Good name.
Hammer.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably got laid all the time.
Still. Still
got
does.
Married.
Mm-hmm. I'm the Hammer.
Yeah.
Hammer.
Mike Hammer.
Ooh, MC Hammer.
Fred the Hammer Williamson.
TJ Hammer.
Armand Hammer.
Ooh, oh, damn. That guy cleans everything.
Aren't the Hammer brothers the guys who played...
You're making things up now.
No, who are the twins? The Winklevosses were played by an actor named Hammer.
Army Hammer.
Army Hammer, yes.
Army Hammer, does that count?
Yes.
Ty. Hi, fellas. Yesterday, my husband and I took the plunge and bought a Flex Top King Sleep Number bed.
Yay!
Yes! We had a great salesman who demonstrated all the mattresses and settings and technology and helped us choose the one that was right for us. When I told him that I knew about the product because I listened to the Mike O'Mara show, he gave us the thumbs up, said he loved the show, and that he was a big fan from way back. I also ordered a granny cam via your Amazon link so my sisters and I can keep an eye on our soon-to-be 92-year-old mother who still lives on her own and doesn't want to move in with any of her daughters. I'm going to give my credit credit card and a little rest now. Best wishes to all. That's Marsha Davis from Eldersburg, Maryland. That DC purchase
beautiful.
In the DC area of a Sleep Number bed keeps us chugging. Thank you. Thank you. And it's a great product. You won't regret it.
Pro tip, though, be very careful if you Google the phrase granny cam.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so. Yeah. Did you hear? Hey, did you hear the peanut gallery on that one? The immediate enthusiastic. Yeah.
Mac is glad he came in today now.
Hi, guys. The other day I was on the internet searching for the absolute perfect gift for my aunt who lives on the island of Hawaii.
Ah.
I remember the Amazon portal through MikeOMaraShow.com. I found the ugliest possible tank top and ordered it right away through the Amazon portal. I never said I like the island-dwelling C word. Signed, the anonymous listener.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can buy nasty gifts for people. I don't care. You know, just give us credit. We'll be happy about that. Finally, hi, guys. I had a funny experience last week. I went tuna fishing.
Hey, the nasty stinking fish.
Yeah, he's tuna fish. Yeah, he's belly can of delightful tuna fish. Yes, sir. If you want to go tuna fishing, any boat you take is okay with me. I went tuna fishing with an old buddy out of Ocean City, Maryland. I hadn't seen him in a while, and he had recently remarried. The new wife was coming down to meet us for dinner later. He was explaining the details and excited for me to meet Marlena.
Nice.
That is when the subconscious Mike O'Mara invaded my cerebral cortex, and I immediately thought of the Squire all weekend long. I heard Mike as Jack Kent Gook saying, Marlena, in my head. That is an impression that has made an impression on from Steve Buckantz all the way through. I never see Buck when he doesn't say,
he loves it.
Could you do that, Mr. Buckantz? Let's hope that the Wizards are going to win the championship in the National Basketball Association. And I'm a great Canadian.
Boo.
Thanks for reaching out to the Deep Blue and making me laugh faithfully, John. That's all. We've started the show, Rob, so it's time for you to play a wonderful ditty. Some wonderful music. What's this entitled?
This is Backwater by, I can't think of the name of the band offhand.
Well, if you can't think of the name of the band, why are you playing the bloody song in the first place?
I'm sorry, Squire. It's the meat puppets. It's the meat puppets. Yes, of course.
I don't play with that anymore.
No, we'll take a break. Useless.
Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Omericast brings you the biggest names and more broadcasting and the fans together in one place.
This is Goat from D.C.
I'm Lisa King from Lake Ridge, Virginia.
I'm Veronica from Seattle.
This is Zoolander from Washington, D.C.
Share your voice on an upcoming show. It's easy to be a part of the fun. Go to Facebook.com/Omericast or send a tweet to Omericast. Just like the mailbag, Omericast is... all about you. Omericast. Download it today on iTunes or at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yes, Omericast, the show after the show. It's
exactly.
A very interesting show, and I will have some information on that coming up here in just un momento. This segment of the program brought to you by Stamps.com. Here it is, plain and simple. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package just by using your computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. No more post office mail. Everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, anything, domestic or international, just click, print, mail, you are done. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. It's easy to create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. They don't worry about that because they know you're going to love it at Stamps.com. It's convenient. It's easy. It's reliable. It's flexible. Stamps.com, you're going to love it. They even send you a digital scale that will automatically calculate exact postage if you have those bulk items that you want to send. We've used Stamps.com forever. It's easy. It's convenient. It saves us money and time. Rob, thank you for sending me those coins that so many listeners send
in. It makes it
in.
So easy because we were able to weigh it. Those coins are heavy. They're small.
Yes, they are.
But we had to weigh it on that digital scale, and it made it perfectly simple.
Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, and enter the code TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Programming note on tomorrow's show,
yes,
we will be joined by NBC broadcaster Mr. Willie Geist. Yay! You might know Willie. Willie's on the Today Show. He's also on Morning Joe with Mika and Joe Scarborough. And he will. He also has his own show on NBC, which is NBC Sunday Today, which is really...
I love it.
I think it's... I almost prefer it to the CBS show.
Yeah, the
really
CBS
like show
is show. Sort of spinning out, and I like the angle they take. Can I offer a quick late-breaking news item?
Please.
Yes, please do. Hold on. Should I get the timpani?
I'd love
it. That ready?
I'd love
okay.
it.
Okay, where's my timpani? Where the hell did I put the timpani? Did I lose the timpani?
Look for the big round drum.
I lost the timpani. All right, go ahead. All right,
I'd like to congratulate Loudoun County on their most recent hire, Mrs. Carrie Spiewak. Carrie got herself a real county job.
Yeah.
A county job. Oh, that's good for you.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. He's
going
to be able to get his checkups now. He's going to be able to get his checkups now.
Woo! But it's amazing. She's starting as a study hall monitor at the middle school that my kids went to.
That's awesome.
But she's got her foot in the door at the county, and I could not be any more pleased.
Been looking for that for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. She's been after this job for probably 3 years.
County job, summer's off.
Yeah,
Oscar, the
paid
the
holiday.
Throw the plan out the window. No one's moving anywhere. He's here for life.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Lewisburg
exactly.
for life.
But anyway, congratulations, Carrie, on getting a real
yes.
job. Must be nice.
That's the,
no more dogs or kids in the house, please.
I know you're excited. No more dog walking then, right?
Is well, I you know what? Knowing Carrie, she'll probably figure out a way to do it during lunch.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But,
we'll
no,
see.
No, okay. But she doesn't do it. You do it for her.
That's right. Oh, I have a kid. You know, and that's another thing. I've got a kid to drive on Saturday
How
somewhere.
How excited are you for that?
I'm out of my mind. I would never. Would never break in with a text.
That's wonderful.
But
I'm
that's
super
that is so
that makes
so
my
cool.
day as well. That is great news. Carrie, congratulations. Now, Carrie,
she deserves
you just
it.
Just do an You're so sweet. Well, your whole body shook like a little kid.
He's happy as hell. Isn't
yes,
it fun to see him
finally.
That happy?
Now this all like could have been that. Avoided. I hate to be Debbie Downer.
You don't hate it. You love it.
If you just would have set the tone early in your relationship, said dual income, that's just the way we roll.
If I had set right. parameters on tones of relationships early on, I would not still be working with you. What right. I like to do is I like to let it roll and sort of grow organically. And you see, most days you're not an a-hole, but some days you are. And I like the fact that now I'm right back to being pissed off. I had exactly 4 minutes of Zen.
DGH.
Yeah, okay.
That's good, though. Carrie, congratulations. Now,
very
now
cool.
Carrie, maybe you can start listening to the show.
Oh, don't. We don't want that.
Oh, no.
This is the show where he said that.
But we don't want that.
I might play this portion of it for her.
Yes.
She's going to know. No, you're not allowed. If she wants to hear it, she's going to listen to the whole show.
No, Mr. Scholarship.
Is she calling you right now? Is that her? No, right?
No. It's not her.
She hates the show.
Can we call her?
We should call her and ask her what her real plan is.
Yeah, I don't know where she is. I'm trying to figure out where she is.
We can call mommy. It's okay.
Yeah, we can call her. We can. I hate
Can we
Oscar.
Give her, let's give her a shot.
Like bad. Call mommy.
I hate Oscar like bad.
I do. I really do. Favorite. I really
hey,
was happy
programming
for just
notes,
a
so
moment.
Willie Geist will be on our Friday show.
Yes.
Yes.
Willie Geist with NBC, and he's on one of my favorite shows, Morning Joe. And he also subs for Matt Lauer on the Today Show, and he also has Sunday Today, which is really a fabulous program.
Has a great...
Where he does great interviews.
His
origin, he's got Seth Meyers on this weekend. That's why he's coming on.
That's a broadcaster
that.
Who really had to work his way up.
Yeah.
Like every rung of that business to get where he is.
Yeah.
So I really admire
he has a background in producing, and so he found his way. And, you know, I never
and
put it together.
His dad was a journalist for CBS.
Still, he still does pieces occasionally on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to having Willie Geist on the show
Mike,
tomorrow.
Mike, so I'm ready to call.
Let's call Carrie Spiewak right now.
Oh, man.
And the other thing I was going to say about Omericast, I will be breaking bread with Marcus Serta in August. Going to
Marcus, you're paying for everything.
Yeah, you are. And you might want to give him a little money, you know, walk around money.
Yeah.
Boston's
buy him a pennant.
Hey, sweetie.
Carrie Spiewak.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara, how are you? You might remember me. I work with your husband.
Rob works.
Yes, Rob does occasionally. Oh, that's funny. It's funny right out. See, she's got your sense of humor. That's
does she?
Wonderful. I like that. Yeah. Hey, we're calling because I want to share something with you. Your husband just got so excited that you got a gig with the
not
the
seen
county.
This happy in 8 years.
It's truly special because you know anytime
well,
Rob
to be supported.
It's nice to be so. He's
she
very
talks
happy.
A lot and at the wrong times, but
that's all right.
That's
I'm
all right.
Timing.
Carrie, congratulations. Congratulations. Carrie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here for you, sir.
Thank you. Carrie, are you trying to screw the show up? No, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Are you excited?
I'm trying to make it funnier.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I wish we could be as funny as Rob and Joe.
If only.
If only. If only. Look at how uncomfortable Rob is right now. This is fun.
No, Carrie, I'm just pleased that you're getting to deal with this. This is nice. Carrie, this is your idea.
How supportive has Rob been in your latest transition from where you work to your current county job?
Not at all.
Such a lie. Horrible, horrible, filthy, stinking lie.
All right, I have a serious question.
With me working 15 hours a day doing very hard work.
Well, who wouldn't be?
Yeah. And I come home, no dinner made. Starving. But he's got his little Facebook with up there. Everybody gets to enjoy that.
Yes!
Well, this is a birthday.
Don't miss
my birthday. September 23rd, by the way. Oh.
Let me tell you happy birthday before. So you think he logs too much time on the social media? Does he?
If you guys only knew how much he works, and you don't see me doing the little quotes in the air. he gets home, but he's far too busy to do anything. And then maybe about 10 o'clock, if I haven't already gone to bed, he comes up from the basement.
Is it hard to tell? Is it hard to tell what I'm doing while you're napping, or what do you do? Do you check in with the kids?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Speaking of napping, thanks for the two calls in a row yesterday, Oscar, on the home line.
Well, yeah,
we were doing business. We were talking about sales.
Yeah, you don't usually complain when the check gets mailed to us. That's funny.
I can't call the home line now.
No, call all the time. Call all the time just to make sure the line's working. Call and remind me to turn the ringers on high. But I think what we all really want to say is congratulations,
yes,
Carrie.
Congratulations. Big win. Thanks. Big win.
Well, I did feel really bad when I told Julia today that I got the job and included dental, and she smiled.
Oh, that's wonderful. It includes dental. Now Rob will be able to get his teeth fixed.
He wasn't excited about me having a job. It was the dental.
It was the dental. Yeah. Are you excited?
What I'll do is, I'll just mail them in for repairs.
So does that mean you're going to go back to the same guy and get...
Depends if he's under the umbrella, but yeah, I like him. There's certain aspects of the office I don't care for, but him I like.
It's pretty good that you've got, now you, because of your wife working, you can get dental. I don't get dental. Anyway.
Maybe she needs to nap more.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Are you excited about your gig, Carrie? Carrie, I'm talking. Are you excited about your gig?
She's honest. At least she's honest.
It's going to interfere with all my stories and my...
I can TiVo Judge Judy if you like.
Okay.
I really right now feel like a half uninflated hot air balloon.
All right. Well, Carrie, congratulations. Working for the county, helping your family.
Here's one for you, sweetie.
Hooray!
Hooray for you and listen to the show, okay?
Mike?
Yes?
Sorry I interrupted you.
That's okay. There's a delay. There's a delay from up here in the great state of Maine. Congratulations, Carrie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
I love you.
There she goes. There she goes.
That's what you got to deal with every day, huh?
There was no response to the I love you.
I literally have pain in my shoulders right now. I came in feeling pretty good. Got some great news.
Yes.
You know what the problem is here is we installed telephones. That's the problem with this show.
Really?
Yes. What would have been nice is a text to her. Carrie, congratulations.
What is the end game for her job? Is she's going to be like substituting?
My dad.
Is she going to be a teacher eventually?
I don't think she would teach. I think she's in, this puts her in line for substitution, but also.
Front office.
Front office.
Imagine
that,
position.
That's the end game. That's the end game, be in the office. Right. Yeah.
Will she be in the school where your kids are by any chance?
No, because Robert is a rising freshman now, so he's no longer at the school, the middle school is not.
Hold on for the ride.
buzzing.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Big win.
Congratulations, Carrie. Let's take a break.
Benefits
when we come back.
For everybody.
That's right. Great. Benefits for everybody.
Mike, I'm going to get you a toothbrush and send it right down.
I really appreciate that, Dental. I'm so effing jealous. When we come back, I have something very special planned this weekend, and I want to tell you all about it because it involves my daughter.
Oh.
And the sea.
Ooh.
We will talk about that when we come back. Stop.
You carry.
The best music Penny's ever played.
Next week marks the 40th anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley. And this Saturday on Rob Radio, we pay tribute to the King of Rock and Roll. What do you think of that, Elvis?
I sure appreciate your listening to my RCA Victor Records. And I'd like to thank all the disc jockeys for playing them.
You are quite welcome, E. Saturday morning, 7 a.m. right here on 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City or worldwide at 971thewave.com. Download The Wave and put Elvis in your pocket. Tiny little Elvis. Hey, man, thank you very much.
Rob Spiewak.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love my family. I love my friends. I love Amazon.com. I love Amazon because our partnership with them is one of the ways that keeps TMOS alive. And you listeners are responding, and we're delighted. We need more, always.
Yes, always.
I also love a Steve Miller.
Yes.
Is his name A? Does he start?
No, you love A Steve Miller. If you read on, it'll make sense.
I love A Steve Miller. Not the rock star. That guy's a tool. I love Steve Miller, the TMOS fan and Amazon enthusiast. Steve Miller went to Amazon and bought a pool.
Yes!
Jesus! So now the kids can splash it up all summer and the ladies can dig on Steve's sleek oiled body as he tans himself to a dark cocoa brown all summer long, baby. Best of all, he got it through our Amazon portal. Yeah, is it like one of those above ground numbers? Is that
he didn't link? He just said he bought a pool on Amazon. I like to think it's probably Olympic sized.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
You should see the box.
Lap pool inflatable.
Oh, UPS was so bummed. We love you, Steve Miller. You took the money and ran to our Amazon portal. Be like Steve. Shop Amazon through our website. You know, you see what has Brown done for you lately? They're at the warehouse for UPS. Go, oh no, not another pool.
Damn it!
Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to the show. Please shop Amazon and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website now. Go spend money. Question.
Yes.
That little segment. Lovely having your wife on.
Yes.
Is my delay a little more significant today?
No.
Or was that a carry factor?
That's a carry factor.
That's a carry factor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just so you know, I've already texted her that she did a great job.
She did fantastic.
Yes.
It couldn't have been
I don't think anyone will turn that segment off.
I think it's wonderful.
They're just waiting for the end. They say, is it over yet?
I gotta share this. I'm very excited about this weekend because I'm reprising an activity that I did a couple of years back, but I'm bringing my daughter along, and that is, yes, that's right, Deadliest Catch with Mike O'Mara as I go to sea with my friend Zach the Lobsterman,
hey!
Who will be picking me up this weekend at 4:45 along with my daughter, and we go lobstering. That's right. We will be getting those bugs from the sea, those crustaceans that everybody loves.
Crustacean-ation.
And here's the best part. The last time I did this with Zach, I had to work for the entire time. I was the stern man. This time, not only am I bringing
Did you invent lobstering? Is that what the stern man says? That's
Hi, Robin. Hi, Robin. I'm the stern man. It's great to be with you, me. Gary, are we going to get lobster, Gary? Gary, let's get lobster right now. Jackie? Artie? Oh, I'm sorry. Who's with him now? Does he have a comedian now?
No.
No. Just say Fred. Okay. That's a safe guess.
Fred. Anyway, I'm going out, and not only is Elizabeth coming with me, but he has his regular guy, his stern man, who's working
cool.
that day. So I'm doing diddly. I'm just going for a boat ride.
Pleasure
and
trip.
Catch
Pleasure
lobster,
trip.
Which is fine with me because I carved up my forearms the last time on those metal traps, and these delicate surgeon's hands, these piano player, these virtuoso classical pianist hands,
yes.
Do not want to mess around with the slimy lobster.
No, of course
don't,
not.
Don't wanna,
but you can offer guidance.
My daughter is out of her mind. My daughter is, I can't describe, when you come up here and you're up here and you see that major industry, the lobstering business, you see the boats, you see them everywhere, and it's just, she's like a little kid. I'm sure.
Well, because it's a brave new world up there,
That's
right?
very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. And he is the absolutely one of, unquestionably become one of my best friends up here. Yeah. And
you got
just
an eclectic
wait.
Group up there, Mike.
He's like my sister. She's off to a wedding.
That's
anyway.
Nice. That's nice for her. Has Elizabeth met Zach yet?
By the way, I got unfortunately, I'm back in Florida, and our babysitter is not available. And Ben, I'm ripped apart that I'm not going to be able to go to Ben's wedding. So I will. What I do when I'm ripped apart with something like that, I have to compensate with the Uber gift. And
yes.
I Facebooked Ben, and I want him to know how much we love him, and I wanted to be there. And but you know, when the babysitter who you're paying to watch your house and paying to watch your kid all the time, paying to sit dogs, you know, has to go on a cruise. Anyway, so
well, Mike, obviously that says to me you're paying her too much.
Maybe I'm. No, I'm not. No, she's wonderful too. She's part of the family. I'm just venting my angst.
Tell us everything, Mike.
Yes.
I'm venting. No, I don't like missing family events, but unfortunately, circumstances conspire, and I was going to roll up. I would have rolled up solo, but that is Carla's birthday weekend. And we had a thing where we were going to do the wedding, and then we were going to do birthday in Boston, and you know the whole thing was predicated. You know, it's tough. It's difficult with a little crumb cruncher around sometimes.
It's an outlying factor. Where is the wedding in Boston?
Yeah, it's up in the Mass. So, but to him, I hope I can make some contact, and because I feel I've got Irish guilt out the wazoo.
You should.
Have
you
checked?
Have
you checked his registry to see what the big ticket item should be?
No, I have not, but I will. I will be doing.
Okay. Got to get there soon because someone else is going to feel guilty and swoop in.
It's a lot of Irish guilty people.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
swooping down on the registry.
Ask Carla to do it between her runs.
Yes, Carla, you do it. Yeah, the kids like it. Anyway, I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, it's the guilt, Mike.
You're riddled with it.
Yeah. I'm riddled with guilt.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at some point, people say, you know, Carl looked at me and said, you need to go on medication. I'd like, all right, maybe I do. Maybe I do to not have suffer all the being concerned for the feelings of others.
I'm not sure there's a pill that does that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the empathy thing is, believe it or not, I know it doesn't sound like it on this show, but Mac! I know it doesn't sound like it on this particular show, but did I wake him up?
Mac is writing down details of the show. He keeps a log of what we talk about per segment.
Yeah, he's preparing a lawsuit, I believe.
Looking at the back of his head. That's what I was doing.
That's not so bad. I got to see his face.
He's not passing out.
So to make a long story short, I'm thrilled with the idea of getting on that boat, and you know, hopefully I won't be gimping around. He asked me if I wanted to bring like a chair along, and I'm not doing that. I am not. You know, if I have to lean on something, I'll lean on. I think bringing a chair, because you know what would happen. Let me tell you what would happen. If I brought a chair on that boat, it would be fine at the crack of dawn when we're all going out, when nobody's up over there. Okay,
right.
Over on, because his boat is right where everybody's keeps their boats up here.
Right.
What would happen would be, we would come into the dock. I would be getting off his boat, gimping off his boat with my terrible body.
Right.
And then someone would see me take a chair, and I know someone would say, "You have a chair?" Oh, my God.
Am I the only one that's envisioning a Chris Christie meme right now?
Yeah. Not that fat.
I know. But I'm saying that, you know,
close
that's
to that fat.
No, far from it. But that's the image that people would have when they think
of
you.
On a lobster boat, but he's really on a lobster boat.
Yeah.
They're going lobster trap, hauling the traps. Meanwhile, Mike back in the back of the boat, just going, there we go. Thank you very much. But how cool is
that's
that?
That's really
that
he, exciting.
That's cool. And Elizabeth has met him, so they get along.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
awesome.
We've
had dinner with him. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
But the thing is, he's into, you know, this time I know him. He's a friend, and I know this is breaking up the routine for him. So he likes this. The question
get some greenhorns on board.
And once again, I ask, gentlemen.
Yes. Don't throw the can away.
Should I bring this ditty?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, hell yes.
I may bring this.
Definitely going in the
problem with this thing, Rob, I'm going to ask
you got a microphone,
about it.
Mike. Tell everybody.
Yes.
I have a microphone in my hand.
A recorder.
And it's a digital audio device, which records digital audio. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, I have done test recordings on it, Rob Spiewak, and you've used this before.
Yes.
And I have to say, it seems to me that that's what it always sounds like.
Where do you hold it by?
I hold it by its little fake handle here. Okay, it's a little mini handle.
We've had interns use it, and we haven't had that issue.
Yeah, it sounds pretty dynamite.
So it's pretty good.
Well, I'll do the best I can. I'll do the best I can. Press the right buttons.
Hey, you know what
make
might...
Make sure I don't mess it up.
What might make a nice, clean recording? Tape it to your chair.
Yes.
Mm. I'm not bringing
something
a chair,
steady, Eddie.
That was a joke.
What about... You still got your cane around? Put on the cane.
Oh, it'll be like a selfie stick.
I don't have a cane. I'm not on a cane. I haven't been on a cane. I'm going to... Anyway, that's it. We're done talking about this. Thank you very much. We will take a short break, and I will come back with the fascinating news of the day. And oh, by the way, we didn't get the big number one story today that broke on Thursday. That is it true that Queen Elizabeth has skipped Charles and gone right down to William and Kate Middleton and said they will be the next king and queen of England?
I haven't heard that.
I'll check my
that
Hello Magazine link. Hold on.
Please take a
Hello
look.
Hello Magazine.
That came over my desk as we were doing this show. And it's
well, that means we're all one step closer to the throne.
Isn't that exciting? We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Carrie.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock
DC.
And roll group, the B-52s.
Back
Tom
home.
Stands an impressive
he told me he wasn't allowed in. You don't like people in here.
Bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cakes for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. Here's a pro tip to make someone's day. Remember, predictability is dull.
Yes.
Okay, predictability, you do the same thing at the same time, not cool. Surprises are exciting. Be like me. Do what I did for my good lady. I surprised Carla with a bouquet from Pro Flowers for no reason at all, and she loved it. And there are very few people that wouldn't love it.
Yeah.
Pro Flowers makes it easy for you to surprise someone right now with a special offer for our listeners. Listen to this. You're going to get 20% off any of their unique summer rose bouquets or any other bouquet of $29 or more. And if you're not sure what to send someone, their colorful rainbow roses are always a hit. Do it for no reason at all for somebody
great
you love. You will be a hero. ProFlowers.com makes choosing the perfect surprise bouquet simple and quick. I actually sent the roses to Carla, the wonderful, beautiful summer rose bouquet. It was fantastic. They were rainbow roses in a variety of different colors, and she loved them. They're guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days or your money back. Plus, you get to pick the exact date your unexpected surprise will arrive. Pro Flowers gives you more bloom for your buck. Big, beautiful flowers with more stems for your money. To get 20% off summer roses or any other bouquet of $29 or more, go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's proflowers.com, code TMOS. Don't wait to make someone's day. Go ahead and be unpredictable and be a hero, people.
News.
Carrie.
Before we get into the gist of the news, Oscar Santana with an update on what is the royal familia situation?
You are correct. The story is highly cited. Unfortunately, right now, none of the major news outlets have confirmed that the 91-year-old queen will eventually pass the throne on to William and Kate.
Pretty big story. I mean, pretty massive story, if that's the case.
Unfortunately, right now, the only people that, I guess, the most credible source is Us Weekly at this point from the
story.
And
that ain't going to do it.
That's not going to do it.
That ain't going to cut it.
But she's 91 in great health.
More like 90 wonderful.
She'll probably live. If it does happen, it's not going to happen for at least, you know, the odds of her living to 100 with her lifestyle are pretty
high.
Yeah,
but it's basically saying Charles doesn't get it. After all these years waiting for mommy to die. Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's incredible. So we'll have to keep tabs on that.
It'd be great marketing for the royal family.
It would? Yeah, I think so. I think William and Kate probably are so popular and well-known and all that. When Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt broke up, it seemed really sudden, but also very final.
Yeah.
Especially the way she tried to paint him as an unfit dad and all that. But hey, people get mad. They do stuff, and sometimes they take it back. That incredibly reputable source, Us Weekly, that we used for the Kate Middleton story, has also said that Angelina is right now reconsidering the divorce might be on hold. A source says, quote, she's still so in love with him, it wouldn't be surprising if they announced that they're calling it off and trying to work things out. But it's not just the change of heart on her part. Brad quit drinking and straightened some things out, and she noticed. The source says, quote, he knew he had a problem that he had to take care of, and that's all she ever wanted. My question to you, which is more important, to find out that, indeed, Brangelina are getting back together, or that Kate Middleton and William will be king and queen of England? Which means more to you?
The royal story. Especially, I've still got my fingers crossed for a royal sex tape.
How about, with Brad and Angelina?
Yeah, and the queen.
Oh, man. Thank you. Tiger Woods reached a deal in his DUI case. He's agreed to enter a DUI diversion program, which is offered to first-time offenders. As part of the deal, he'll plead guilty to the lesser charge of reckless driving, and in exchange, he gets off with just a year of probation, which I think is, nice. It's good for him, along with some DUI education classes. On top of that, if he meets all the requirements without any more issues, the reckless driving conviction will be wiped from his record. Tiger was a mess when he was pulled over, but he insists he wasn't drunk. It was just an unexpected reaction to mixed prescription medication. I believe the consensus from people that saw that believe that is the case.
The thing that is so goofy here, he is not a regular person. He's one of the most famous people in the world. Even if this conviction is wiped from his record, it's not like people aren't going to always remember that he got picked up with a DUI.
But I think the stigma won't be there. Well, go ahead. I'm
Lyft.
Sorry, Oscar.
Lyft.
I lifted to work today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it
either. A driver.
I think you can do that.
And a nine
but
iron.
But I also think it was a prescription reaction. And I think he didn't know that it was going to be, he was going to be that whacked out of his gourd. I mean, he's completely out of control. I hate it, but I do root for the guy. God, the guy's been through.
How about less pills, more sit-ups?
Yeah. You know what? I think maybe the more sit-ups probably might have been his problem, too. I think he torqued himself into the injuries that he had. I don't know. I just hope it would be great for the game. I could see it at the Masters. Yep. I hope. You know, with his back, though, I'm not sure he can.
And
ever
he also back. Doesn't look healthy. Just
no.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Anymore. He does not. It is hard to tell exactly what the new Jennifer Lawrence movie Mother is about. Well, it's a horror movie. I saw the trailer this weekend.
Mother.
But it's got a strong horror vibe. Looks pretty intense. It's by Darren Aronofsky, who wrote and directed Black Swan, that very dark drama with, what's her name, Natalie Portman.
He married Natalie Portman, I think.
The director did?
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
Look at that.
They get all the ass.
And they're third in line to be the king and queen of England.
In a new Vogue profile, Jennifer Lawrence says she had to, quote, go to a darker place than I've ever been in my life for her performance. And one time, she hyperventilated and dislocated a rib. Jesus.
She's a nut.
She says, quote, I ended up getting on oxygen. I have oxygen tubes in my nostrils. And Darren's like, it was out of focus. We've got to do it again. I was just like, go F yourself. She is a bit of a nut. It was such a rough shoot for Jennifer that the crew set up a Kardashian tent that she could go to in order to decompress.
What?
She says, quote, it was a tent that had pictures of the Kardashians and Keeping Up with the Kardashians playing on a loop and gumballs.
Of course, gumballs.
Okay, yeah. She's a little odd. Even though Darren put her through all that hell, you probably heard that they're dating now. That's true. Mm-hmm. They started after the movie was finished, but there was a connection during the shoot. I think Darren has a tendency of...
dating all his actresses?
Taking his actresses out.
Look that up.
Come and visit my gumballs.
A new survey asked 1,000 people with active lifestyles to come up with their ideal times to do stuff each day.
Mm.
Like wake up, eat breakfast, and have sex. According to the results, here's what the ideal day looks like. Wake up at 6:45 a.m. That's a little later than me, but that's not
bad. I'd take it.
Go for a short run at 7 a.m. Rob?
No.
Meaning you pretty much roll out of bed and go. Eat breakfast at 7:15. That's about the time I eat breakfast.
Yum.
So immediately after you finish your run, after you exercise.
Okay.
I think getting up and exercising might be a real good idea. Have sex at 7:30 a.m. Now, that's the one that's kind of strange for me. That right after your breakfast, your run, and waking up, that you have the sex at 7:30. But then again, I'm an old man, so I'm not sure that
works. What do you think, Pony?
Me.
I think you do the breakfast and sex at the same time.
Thank you, Pony Boy. Man.
Sex press.
Eat dinner at 6 p.m. You should have a drink at 6:10 p.m. Just one drink with dinner. Exercise again at 6:30.
After a drink?
It doesn't make any sense.
I fell off the treadmill.
Yeah, and then go to bed at 10:10. That gives you 20 or 30 minutes to fall asleep. Then you can wake up at 6:45 the next morning fully rested and do it all over again.
Can I give you
like they're watching me.
I was wrong about Natalie Portman and Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah.
Yes.
But his dating history is prolific. Not just in the women are all tens. The fact that his last two girlfriends, he's been engaged to both of them.
Right.
Oh, that buys you a lot of time. Buys you a lot of time.
Never married.
Darren's enjoying his job.
Yeah. And he's a good-looking guy, and he's talented.
Yeah.
I hate this man.
Yeah.
Power, good looks, Hollywood. What could possibly go wrong? Everyone in America got a very good look at the O.J. Simpson white Ford Bronco on June 17th, 1994. Can you believe it was that long ago?
Wow.
Now the guys from Pawn Stars are checking it out. The Bronco will be featured on next Monday's episode. OJ's former agent Mike Gilbert has it now after he bought it from Al Cowlings, who of course was driving OJ during the notorious slope speed chase that they had. Gilbert has had the Bronco hidden away for the past 22 years, but now he's looking to unload it, and he won't take anything less than $500,000 for the OJ Bronco.
I'm not going to let it go for under sticker.
Thank you very much. Very good. And now, a little something, something. These people just learned the hard way that the men and women of the United States Coast Guard aren't just glorified lifeguards, people.
Right.
Not even close. Two people were having a battery trouble on a boat off the coast of San Diego on Sunday. So they made a distress call. I guess the boat wasn't moving.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they figured the Coast Guard would come out and fix their boat with no questions asked. Except the Coast Guard got suspicious, and they examined the boat, and they looked all over it, and they found 1,200 pounds of marijuana.
1,200 pounds?
No.
Yeah, that's right. 1,200 pounds of marijuana.
Settle down, Adrian.
Thank you.
Poundage.
Settle down, Adrian. And thank you again, Rob. That's good. There you go. The good news is they'll be out on time to go to Bonnaroo with the intern next year.
Let's call Carrie.
Yes. If you want to go for the easiest possible line, that's my fault. I went for the easiest line.
No. That is my fault.
I went for the lazy, fat-ass, easiest line, and I got my ass kicked for it.
No. That's my fault. I apologize.
Should have worked harder.
Mike, if you go hack, this is what you get.
There you go. I have learned. Lazy, easy. Sorry. Lots of work to do today. We have to go to break now, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back with something. We'll be right back.
This week on the Michael O'Mara Bonus Show.
Did you interview her on the show at all?
No.
Mike, we have official visits after you're gone because we don't want to upset you.
That's right.
That don't make me sound like a monster.
Or an ogre.
If the show, stop it. If the show is over, I'd love to meet. I'd like to
see Merle Rogers. He's not so bad.
It was a way,
the day
way
after my mother f-ing surgery. Excuse
Whoa,
me.
Sorry.
The day after I returned.
Which surgery? I can't keep track.
Come on in. Yeah, no problem. Mm-mm. Anyway, you know.
So what happened? It was way after the end of the show because they were
right after me. What? And I looked at Merle. I remember looking. I was like, he's not really that man.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. We've told you about parasites, ticks, bloodsuckers, organisms that feed on your skin and suck the blood out of the show. Luckily, if you are the kind of parasite that feeds on us by never subscribing to our bonus show, you're just like those organisms. There is a simple and effective cure. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS continue for many years to come. Live your life by letting us live ours parasite-free. So please quit sucking, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's bring in Rob Spiewak, who's very happy right now.
Been a good show. But the weird thing is I don't even want to go home after it. I don't know what to do. I don't want to look at her. I don't want to be here.
No, she was great on the
show. Come on. She killed.
Come on, yeah, killing.
And she had a good day. Look what she's going to be doing for your family.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hope it works out.
No, come on.
Come on.
I'm sure there's still some paperwork to be finagled. So, you know, who knows what could happen.
You'll
Fingers crossed.
Okay. And yeah. When's the last time you did that? Where you know that? I mean, you knew, so it's not like I have to tell you anything. So I mean, that's fine. That's okay. It wasn't like it was a great line anyway.
Quite honestly my least favorite thing to happen in the course of a show. And I am so sorry.
Stop making it all about yourself and mow through. Get the energy back up.
I have to change it. It's my second least favorite thing. My first least favorite thing is seated in this room.
I understand. All right. I understand. It's
all right. Did you know that Big Brother is still a thing? That Big Brother is still on TV,
the TV show
and the internet? I had no idea.
Is Mrs. Moonves still hosting it?
Mrs. Lady Moonves?
Yes.
I peek in.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing that's a big deal right now. There's this nutcase named Jessica on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And she runs over and pokes people's butts, like invasively. And like she thinks it's a
like
big
in
joke.
The, in the bad area?
Yeah, here's some tape of it happening on Big Brother.
Don't do it, Mark!
You are a sexual predator.
It's her own version of ball.
No, I can't even cover it. I have to cover both ends.
Oh! Whoa! Was it good for you?
Oh, it was great.
See, she does this and she thinks it's like a funny thing.
Cute.
But the
Can I ask
other
a question?
Yeah, please.
Can I ask a question about this? Really, and I've wondered it for a very long time. Reality television shows, Big Brother, Survivor, all this. Do they get a sponsor? Do they get somebody when they F off for like 2 months where they just go away at like 30 years of age?
Who has the availability?
Who's slaying the dragon? There's rent to be paid. I couldn't have done that at that
no,
age.
No, at
do
any
they
age.
Just, who's
to
who's
be
taking
fair,
care of business? I'm just kind of curious.
Put yourself in their shoes. And by the way, you never really have, you have maybe one radio personality out of 10 seasons on there, right? Or a broadcast media personality.
Or anybody working in a real job. They're always like camp counselors.
No, they're farm reps. They are marketing executives. All jobs that if someone said you can't go, and if you're that age and you're going to be on television, you leave and get another job when you get out.
So they're basically saying F it, right?
F it. This is my shot for fame, my 15 minutes. I'll figure out what I got to do if I don't make
it. Okay.
It
kind of ticks me off, though, every time I see these people.
Well, and you know, bad enough that you do it, and then you get a finger up your butt. That's bad, too. And here they are discussing.
A lot of personal trainers, right?
Yeah.
A lot of personal trainers that do that.
A lot of guys that are entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Self-starters.
Okay. Always is here. Had to get that out. Always kind of ticked me.
I'm with you. 100% with you. Here's two other contestants, I guess that's what you call them, discussing what Jessica does, and they bring up a valid point.
She's putting her finger up your ass without him.
Yep.
Sexual harassment, you know.
I said that multiple times.
If you put
it
up her ass, you know what would happen?
Dude. She has put her finger in my ass so many times, and I've turned around and said, yo, don't do that. I don't like it. It's not funny. Don't do it. And she just laughs it off.
Can I stop again, please, and ask a question?
That's the length of the clip, yeah.
Is she doing this, like, when they have bathing suits on, or are
I
they
saw
naked?
It in, I saw it in shorts.
Shorts, like when they're hanging out in sweatpants. Just like
but
she's applying.
It's immature.
She's applying pressure.
It's like poking someone in the eye, but the wrong eye.
Okay,
different eye. So, CBS is a great company that provides great content, and I invite you to watch that show.
Check it out.
There was on the NFL Network. Her name is Jane Slater. She was discussing Tyron Smith. He had a bulging disc. But this was a bad time to get slightly tongue-tied.
You'll remember last year he was dealing with a bulging disc issue in his lower back.
Don't you hate when they bulge?
The best.
Let's hear that one more time.
You'll remember last year he was dealing with a bulging disc issue in his lower
she's
back.
Got issues.
Yeah.
Can you tell? Like just the, she's got kind of Sean Anderson syndrome from WTOP. Sean that just let, you know. L's and C's and K's and stuff. You know what I mean? Just kind of wrap the tongue around where it's like, that's what happens with that.
You brought it up earlier, and I want you to hear Jimmy Kimmel's take on this. The giant inflatable Trump chicken that showed up. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Absolutely fascinating. There's a guy, I guess, from California. I think he's from California. And this chicken, the perspective on it from those live shots of the White House made it look like it was floating like right over the bedroom.
Yeah, it looked like a big hot air balloon. But here's the the coverage. I like this.
While the president is at his golf club in New Jersey issuing threats, this is what's going on at the White House today.
Behind the White House over your shoulder, we see this shot all the time. But what is that?
Chef, it appears to be a very large chicken display.
What? Seriously?
That's right. I don't have a whole lot of information other than to tell you that that chicken is not something that is normally present at that location behind the White House.
Normally, the only chickens at the White House are fried and in a bucket, but
they have the best chicken. It's strong and it's tasty and
it
it's
looks
delicious.
So cool and on, it's strong. On the actual mall.
It is awesome. Really a weird thing to see. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. That's it, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long, Carrie.
Ciao. Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.